USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to acquit former President Trump in his second impeachment trial on Saturday. Trump attorney Mike Vanderveen.
He was vindicated. He was found not guilty. The political witch hunt the Democrats had thrown at him was defeated, so he should feel quite pleased.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The former president inspired, directed, and propelled a mob to violently prevent the peaceful transfer of power, subvert the will of the people, and illegally keep that president in power. There is nothing, nothing more un-American than that.
President Joe Biden responded to the acquittal by releasing a statement saying that all Americans, especially the nation's leaders, have a duty and responsibility to defend the truth and to defeat the lies. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Four people in Oregon have tested positive for the coronavirus after receiving both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to health officials. The Oregon Health Authority said there's two cases each in Yamhill and Lane County, and the cases are either mild or asymptomatic. The agency referred to the individuals who tested positive as breakthrough cases, meaning they got sick with the virus at least 14 days after receiving both doses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that they're investigating a multi-state listeria outbreak that may be linked to soft cheese. A press release from the CDC said seven people have been infected with listeria in four states. They said they've linked the outbreak to Hispanic-style fresh and soft cheeses, but they hadn't identified a specific brand. All seven individuals were hospitalized. They live in Connecticut, Maryland, New York, and Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A strong 7.3 earthquake has hit off the northeast coast of Japan. Officials say it was an aftershock of the big earthquake, which happened nearly 10 years ago. It shook Fukushima, but there was no threat of a tsunami. A government spokesperson said there were no immediate reports of any irregularities from any of the nuclear plants in the area. Researchers say the new variant of the coronavirus might be more deadly. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Scientists in the United Kingdom say that the coronavirus variant that was first identified in their country likely has a higher risk of death than other variants. A new document released Saturday shows that the UK variant has led to more hospitalizations and deaths, though researchers aren't yet sure why. They do say that the vaccines currently available are effective in preventing serious illness from the strain. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new study in Pennsylvania shows that pigs are as smart as dogs. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Researchers at Penn State University announcing this week the results of a study on pigs and video games. The findings published in Frontiers of Psychology show pigs are smart enough to use their snouts to move a joystick to play a rudimentary video game well enough to earn treats from a dispenser. Researchers say the study proves pigs have remarkable cognitive and behavioral flexibility, even when significantly outside their normal frame of reference. One researcher tells HuffingtonPost.com there's nothing we previously knew about pigs that would have suggested they could do this to any degree. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.